Check one, check two. Hello, hello. Hello, hello. Check one, check two. Check one, check two. Hello, hello. Hello, hello. Hi, everybody. I think we're live. We are live. I hear the gravy train are coming. It's rolling around the bend. Hi, everybody. So today is episode 714. It's called Vince Vaughn Gives Trump a Pep Talk, San Antonio Architecture, and Elon Musk. It's going to be a funny one. There's a video of Vince talking to Trump. And bear in mind, I know Vince really well. Like, I was at his kid's baby shower. You know, like, I know I've spent so much time around him, it's kind of absurd. Like, full 30-city tour on a bus. He produced a TV show I was on for 3 years. He is how you think he is. He's one celebrity that I can accurately vouch for and say he is that. So we can enjoy this clip. And I will give my commentary on what I think he's saying to Trump. But listen, when you're on a 20-hour road trip and he is that the whole time, you know, you're a little less starstruck. Baby, I'm telling you right now, if you go to sleep, that's when nobody's going to have a good time. We got more candy. Look, Bernardo's got a candy cane on him. Everybody gets candy canes. Come on, fresh horses for my men. It's authentic. It is authentic. And he's a very likable guy. So he's one Hollywood celebrity that I can accurately say is not putting on a show. Vince red-pilled Owen on gun rights. Yeah, he red-pilled me on a lot. So he's like, baby, the government ain't coming. You got to help yourself. I'm talking about ARs, baby. Come on, get it going. Make it count. He also was influential with a lot of people having kids because he used to always say, make it count. That's not mine. That's Vince's. And he's like, baby, you got to start making it count. Got to start making it count. Stop going through the motions. Stop being a coward. That invitation is prayerless. I've spent a lot of time around him. So then we're also going to talk about San Antonio architecture and Elon Musk and his girlfriend. Very disturbing little lady. On Instagram, it's instagram.com/grimes. Amy, my wife, showed me her Instagram account because I was telling Amy, Matt from Quantum of Conscience did a video all about Elon Musk and how he's a fraud. He's a total fraud, guys. And I know a lot of engineers that get so butthurt when I talk about Elon Musk because they all want to work for, like, SpaceX. It's insane. Just watch Matt's video. It's like, so Elon Musk is apparently the CEO of 9 companies just because he had $160 million from coding at PayPal. And so then he competed successfully against NASA, you know, over Boeing and Raytheon and all these companies. He just is like, listen, I have a lot of money. How much money? NASA's budget for 3 days, you know, and he goes, the story is absurd. He goes to Russia to buy a ballistic missile, but, you know, he took off the warhead. And then he's like trying to compete against NASA, and then he beats NASA. And meanwhile, he starts to he takes over for an electric car company that takes a profit share away from the biggest car companies in the world. And then he also starts a solar city, solar power thing, and starts a Hyperloop company that's digging underneath all of California, and a flamethrower company. Let me just show you this real quick. He doesn't do shit. He's obviously a figurehead. Yeah, and he also does rap. Okay, and he smokes weed with Joe Rogan. He's just a nonsense machine. So he started a flamethrower company. And, of course, it's $600. The boring company flamethrower. It's a pun on to bore a hole because they're digging. So he starts a flamethrower company. Why? Because he's obsessed with Prometheus. Here's Grimes, his baby mama. He might as well be a bike thief. He probably does it. He doesn't believe in marriage like Joe Rogan. It's just a contract, bunch of butt pumpers. Anyway, so here she is using one of his flamethrowers that he miraculously has no lawsuits about. And it says, thanks, Prometheus. And as we all know, Prometheus is the angel Lucifer. So they're just creeps. Elon sounds like a puppet. Oh, beyond. He's the private sector version of Obama. Like Barack Obama was the government puppet. That's why I don't hate Obama. He doesn't exist. I mean, he exists. But he made absolutely zero decisions on anything. It's like Musk is a total degenerate sodomite. Well, he's an actor. He's nothing. He's like Zuckerberg. Like the more you look into this stuff, you realize that they're just, they're bag men. Hang on. I got any of my teeth. All right. They're just, they're fronts. It's kind of like in that show Breaking Bad, how he was a, he owned a car wash. All devils. Not really, though. They're just empty. The devils are one step behind them that own them. There's a good chance Elon Musk is test tube baby because his mom's a man. Well, I mean, I think they named him because Wernher von Braun's main character in his novel about going to Mars was named Elon. And if you look at like his rockets, putting the car in space, it's all bullshit. Obama is an LLC. Yeah, they named Obama too. It's like, and there is a they when it comes to this stuff. And it's not, the people aren't as powerful as one would think because they do require you to choose their path. And they're broken. They're lies upon lies upon lies upon lies. Like it's a situation where they're so embedded in lies that they don't know what the truth is anymore. Does Trump make his one decision? I think Trump has more autonomy than Obama did, even though Trump, all government leaders are in some level puppets because they aren't, as Natty Rothschild said, give me the basically paraphrase, give me the ability of, give me control of the currency and governments don't matter, basically, which is true. But there's another step past that. It's about free will. Currency doesn't even matter that much. It matters. Oh, how dare you? I don't even have any pants. It must be nice with all your pantaloons. It's true, though. It's like it's all contract. It's all like Michelle is a guy. Yeah, big time. That car in space thing is a litmus test, maybe. It is. Good call. They have to make it so obvious that they're full of shit that if you choose to follow them, it's your fault. All right, let's just start with San Antonio, and then we'll get into some funny stuff. Is it time for gravy? Oh, the gravy, big time. Trump, the great white hope. Well, Trump, I think he's like a puppet. The way I describe Trump, and I have the whole time, and I've just kind of detached from politics because it's just the media is like, it's almost like everything we know about politics has been told to us by a psychopathic liar who hates us. So, I mean, how am I supposed to even figure it out? It takes time. You know, I didn't really figure out Obama as well until after he was gone. Because during it's like, who do you listen to? It's just crazy. But I've always described Trump as a puppet with only three strings. You know, like Obama has like 1,000 strings. Like every movement of his mouth is just dance monkey, you know? Trump has some strings on him, but it's just less. I lived in San Antonio for 3 months. Beautiful city and great food. It's one of my favorite cities in the country. That's why when this dude wrote me, let me just read to you what I got an email from this dude, and then I looked into it. It's called, he titled it San Antonio Tartarian Gravy. So I clicked on it. Oh, and I hope this email finds you well. Really enjoy your shows and gravy sessions. I was in San Antonio this last fall and was able to tour the Alamo from the outside. What I immediately realized is that it is a distraction so people don't pay attention or notice the spectacular, inexplicable architecture that surrounds the Alamo. Attached are photos which outline my point. The U.S. Post Office Courthouse and Scottish Rite Freemason Building are very impressive to say the least. And within a stone's throw of the Alamo, I included a few other buildings as well. I'm in commercial real estate and have a fair knowledge of construction. Not an expert by any means, but very technical due to my background in information technology. I could spend hours explaining how difficult these buildings would be to construct today, if not entirely impossible. I completely concur. I went to the Alamo. I actually performed with Vince Vaughn at the Majestic Theater in San Antonio. It was one of my favorite comedy experiences in my life. The people in San Antonio are beautiful people. They're really good people. And the Majestic Theater, it lives up to its name. It's just awesome. And like, I like San Antonio way more than Dallas. Dallas has become a bit of a parking lot. But San Antonio has reality in it. I can't explain it. Remember the Alamo, equal forget everything else. But yeah, let's just take a look at the Alamo, right? So, where is it? So here's the Alamo. Everyone's like, remember the Alamo, because there was like a last stand and some guy died. What I want to know about is like that building or that. So we have these buildings that can't be built now. Oh, how dare you? I know a buddy in a construction company. You can't. You can't make that building. Those giant, you know, that's either solid granite or solid limestone. Just giant pillars. 30, 40 feet in the air is their base. No cranes. You know? And then on top of it, all stone. And I think that geopolymer explanation is pretty good, but just look at some of this stuff. Okay. So, Scottish Rite Cathedral, laid by the most worshipful Grand Lodge of Texas, erected to God and dedicated to free speech, free conscience, and free public education. That's not a Christian God, by the way. I've been a little interested in Freemasonry, just like how it all works, because they clearly control so much. And I think it's tricky how they make everything capital letters. It's kind of brilliant in a really tricky way, because God, the God, is a capital G. And then God of this world is a lowercase g. So what they do, they just made everything capital so you can't tell. Davy Crockett was a Mason, and so was the Mexican general. He let him go. Well, I don't even care. All that history is so garbled and obviously ridiculous that I don't even pay attention to it. But dedicated to free speech, free conscience, and free public education. Just interesting stuff. And then the Albert Pike chapter. He wrote Morals and Dogma. Very dark dude. Okay, like, look at this. This is the Central Fire Headquarters. So a logical mind would look at this and say, because you know fire departments always have every single state capital, same shit, zero construction evidence. It's insane. And there are people that still don't see it. So if you look at that building that I'm just showing you, every fire department always has budgetary problems. They're always like, you know, we need a new hose, or there's budget cuts. Sorry, Gary, you're not allowed to work this shit. Would anyone raise their hand and be like, hey, man, I got an idea. Free conscience, is that relative morality? Yes, it is. The way that they feel that they can have free conscience is because they get away with it. Because they can show Elon Musk's ridiculous car in space, and everyone's like, he's a real hero who sends a... If you do that, they feel they get away with it. And they have an argument. They do. It means that you're so steeped in sin and in self-delusion that you deserve it. And I understand why they think that. It's like, I don't know. I mean, the evil of it, in my opinion, is that they start the indoctrination so young that it's forced consent. It's engineered, manufactured consent, where if you tell a little kid enough lies and they're not protected, like they don't have the adult mind to be able to say, I don't believe that. That's why public education is so bad, where it's like, if you fracture their ability to think, is it really consent? It's almost like a horribly sexually abused girl. Like, if she wants to have sex with you, is it consent? I mean, it's not the same thing. And so, but see, that's where parenting comes in, where it's like, well, then you gotta protect your kids. You know, it's very interesting stuff. Marty Leeds is great at decoding Freemasonry. Yeah, I'm not even that into it, but just hear me out. Let me finish this thought, and then we'll talk about funny stuff. Apparently, Marty Leeds is cool, though. That's what Crow was saying yesterday. So you're having a budget discussion at your local firehouse, and they're like, "Sorry, Gary, you know we can't have you working doubles anymore, man." And Gary just raises his hand. He's like, "I got an idea." And everyone's like, "What is it, Gary?" He's like, "How about we save some money by not working out of a $1 billion building?" Like, if you look at the construction of this firehouse, that's you can't even pay for that. Like, that is without value. You take all my cartoon nickels. Oh, by the way, thank you for all the cartoon nickels. Thanks for the lemons and everything. It's great. I appreciate you guys. That's why Christians are lukewarm, because they haven't been taught like the satanic families. Exactly. And a lot of these people are taught the truths of the world from a very young age. And so anyway, no, manipulation and lies take away free will. It doesn't, though. It doesn't. I still can sit here and say the world, to my best of my knowledge, is not a spinning ball. I was indoctrinated my entire life. Beyond indoctrinated. I was an astronomy fan. I loved Nat Geo. I could tell you all the stats of all the stars and the white dwarfs and the red giants and the pulsars, and I knew all of it. I knew how fission and fusion works, and how it's all fake, by the way. Like, how, you know, the intense pressures of hydrogen combine to make helium and release the energy within the bonds of the atom, and it's 9 million times, you know, 6 million times stronger than fission, which is all bullshit, right? I got there. So it isn't. You can't take away free will, and I think they know that. And I have a suspicion that a lot of these quote unquote elites, the parasite class, they're almost, they're not, I wouldn't say they're rooting for us, but they respect you more if you call it out. Like, they respect, there is a respect. That's why it's like, well, if you say the truth, they'll come for you. No. I think that some of these people are dying for people to see it, because the magician's life is really sad. The magician's life of always playing tricks on stupid people, or people that, not even stupid, people that choose this because of, there are no former flat earthers. No, once you see it, you can't unsee it. And it's, at first, it's social shame, and it's pride, and it's envy, and it's greed, and it's all those sins keep you from saying the truth. So they believe you deserve it, and they have an argument for that. I'm not talking about the super secret Crowleyan writing backwards sex magic occultist secret. No, you don't have the ability of decoding secrets and horrors. But what you do have the ability is to look around your world, look at the very obvious evidence, and just say, that isn't real. And then they're going to say, how dare you? You're a flat earther. You're crazy. You're mentally deranged. You. And so many people buckle. Same with the moon landing. Same with any of this stuff. If you question the 6 million rollerbladers in the incident, ego is a lot of it too. You don't say the truth, they already have you. Right. And so Tesla said no, disintegrated atom hundreds of times, and nothing happens. Definitely no such thing as an atom bomb. No, and this is another thing. The greatest physicists have even told us that. Tesla, who Einstein admitted was way smarter than him. Here's a funny story about physics. So there's this guy, I can't remember his name. I wrote it down because I was looking him up. It was fascinating, because it also goes against von Neumann. So it also goes against a lot of this anti-Nazi propaganda. And listen, I'm not even touching that, because there's so much wizardry around it, but it's not what they say it is. Von Neumann was a diehard National Socialist and a Jew. They never tell you about those guys, right? And so when he was teaching at Yale, he was so superior to Einstein, he would blast Prussian marching music, because he was a German Jew hyper-nationalist. And Einstein was a butt-pumping globalist retard, and he would ask to get von Neumann or Nyman or whatever to turn down his music, and they wouldn't enforce it because Einstein had no clout. He had no Einstein was a puppet like Elon Musk. Einstein is a ridiculous man. And so it's fascinating. Like, some of the biggest physicists have straight up told people, like, matter, like, the consciousness collapses the wave, you know, that matter is waves. It's von Neumann. And he was a Jew, and he was a hyper national, he was a hyper Nazi. Like, he was blasting Prussian marching music at Yale in the 30s. And they were just like, can you turn it down? Everyone's like, no, it's von Neumann. He crushes. Didn't Einstein want to marry his cousin? Oh, he procreated with his first cousin. Yeah. And so that's when a lot of these narratives fall apart. And huge physicists will tell you, like, all right, the definition of an atom. See, this is when it all gets interesting. And then I'll get funny. I'll show you the Von Trump thing. All right. Definition of atom. I believe it's that which can't be split. Atom is a source of, all right, an extremely small amount of thing or quality. I need to bust out the dictionary. Where is it? Because they're grabbling definitions again. What is an atom symbol definition? The definition of atom is the smallest component of an element characterized by sharing a chemical properties of the element and nucleus with it. Now, atom always meant always, always, always the small that which cannot be split. And so, if you're calling something an atom, and then you're saying to split the atom, you're making a logic fallacy. Has the shadow on the moon changed? I looked at it and I thought it was to go set. It's my yeah, like the moon. Like what we've been told about the moon, you can just look at the moon and you can do an experiment with a ball and put a light on the ball and you'll see that the center is brighter than the edges because that's how all spheres would look. The moon is clearly not being lit up by a ball of light 93 million miles away, and that's how it would look. The lumens on the edge of the moon are the same as the lumens in the center. Like anybody with discernment can see that. It doesn't require secret knowledge. It requires basic common sense, basic logic, basic reason, our God-given reason. And so if you reject our God-given ability to reason, then they believe that you are their slaves. Firmament wave relativity, yeah, equals MC squared means Einstein equals marry cousin twice. there have been atomists before they believe in science. Adam C. Greg Banson. Well, yeah, it's just some interesting gravy. That's all I'm saying. And gravy flowing beautifully all the way to the UK, self-illuminating. Yeah, they're not, they're, I believe a lot of these Luciferians are almost indifferent to whether or not you can see it or not. It's just a test and allows them to be parasites. It allows them to suck from our energy and suck from our life and feed off fear and ignorance and self-imposed bad shit because, like, in their mind, they set up a world where, like, if you think people landed on the moon, planted a flag, and didn't go back for 50 something years because they didn't have the technology, like, you deserve Mountain Dew. You deserve this shit. And, like, okay, like, I'll give you an example. Every time you go into a bank, what do you get? Does anyone know? What's that thing called? I just put up an image. I'm just trying to make it so people can come to conclusions without me just saying it. All right, I just put up an image. What's that thing called I just put up? They're free in every bank in the country. Was Einstein a real pervert or a perv construct? He was an actual pervert. BB, you're glowing, happy, healthy. Thank you. We destroyed the technology. I know, and so many people are seeing it now that this is the game. The world is being run by magicians. Lollies? It no, but what else is it called? What's that thing called? In all of history, what's it called? That's not even a lollipop, lollipop specific. It's called a sucker. When you go into a bank, what's free? A pen and a sucker. It's saying, sign your name, sucker. It's like right there. Every bank looks at you in the eye and says, take your sucker. You're a sucker. And when you see it, it's not horrifying. There is waves where you can't really enjoy. Oh, and also look at the chase symbol. What is that, guys? What's inside the chase symbol? Does any class? It's a swastika. That's a swastika on a sucker. And I've went through the rabbit hole. I've went through the looking glass. I've passed the Rubicon. I went through the social shame and the fear and the you can't make money anymore and your family will starve. And I kept going, and I'm telling that's hilarious. Never noticed that. It's all right there, and guess what? Nothing happens. It becomes funny. I will preface this by saying there is a little sadness that happens when I no longer can enjoy entertainment. Like I really can't. Like I'll be watching some stuff, and I'm not even gonna like buzzkill for you guys. But even a lot of sporting events, I'm just watching, and I'm just like, I mean, I've been an athlete my whole life. Like I was always really into football and stuff, and watching it, I can't even watch it now. It's just like, and I don't. That's one aspect that I'm not a big fan of. But other than that, it's pretty hilarious, and nothing bad happens. In fact, you can see a glimpse into how the parasite class works. I now have enough knowledge and enough know-how of how the world works, where if I was a bad person or if I was of this world with material needs and wants, I could fucking make so much money off retards. But that's a horrible path. I understand how they why they do it like this, because they're constantly testing. Like swastika sucker. And everyone's like, there's not the banking system is necessary for capitalism. It's like the amount of people that are so fucking trickable because they want to be. They don't want to admit these things that they can just be parasitically suckled from. And the Truman Show screwed me up as a child. I didn't understand how much truth was in that movie. They got to show it to you. It's part of the magic trick. We're dealing with magicians here, guys. Magicians. But see, what happens is they acquire all this knowledge and all this ability to screw people over, and they do, and then they end up broken, and they just want everyone to know because they're absolutely broken. Like, look at fake Paul McCartney, Billy Shepherd. He's dying to let people know. Like, let me show you some of these videos from Sage of Quit. You can feel it. You can, and I hung out with him at a comedy club, and I know I've told this story, but it's like he just wants to have authenticity in his life, and he has none. Like he doesn't want people to go, oh my God, that's Paul McCartney. He just seriously is like, how the fuck do you people not see this? Like, let me just show you this one little clip. Yeah, where is it? It's pretty funny. It's called Masterful Speaking in Freemasonry. It's where he got his haircut. Hang on. Maybe I just look it up. Sage of Quay, haircut, Paul. All right, just like watch this. Hang on. It's called Masterfully Speaking. It's where you speak honestly, and no one else can see it. It's where you're always revealing things and no one can see it. It's like you're just saying it. And it's how they justify in their minds, because they know they're committing a great crime. Like they're keeping people, they're breaking families, they're keeping people from thriving, they're destroying faith, they're destroying all this stuff for their own material wealth. And so they have to justify it somehow, or else you'd have a fractured psyche. Like you couldn't operate at all. And so, like, watch this. This is how these people justify it. is they'll just say the truth and no one reacts, and then that's consent to them. All right, so just watch this. This is fascinating stuff. This is Billy Shearer playing the role of Paul McCartney for the last 50 years.
We just want to say hi to the boys.
Hi.
Look who's up here now.
Look, he's having his
haircut. Look who's up here now.
Did he hear what he just said?
Look who's up here now.
Look who's having his haircut.
It's just like, so he sees a picture of the biological Paul McCartney getting his haircut, and he says, look, he's having his haircut. And everyone's like, nah. Why wouldn't he say, look, I'm having my haircut? Owen drops truth like a boss. Well, it's just everywhere. Owen talking to Santos would be a good podcast. I don't know who that is. This is some rich, delicious gravy. Yeah, no, but they're constantly telling you. All right, like, let's look at Elon Musk. Think about how many Christians like Elon Musk. They're like, wow, what an incredible innovator. Well, first of all, he's selling his flamethrower for $600, and his baby mama girlfriend said, thanks, Prometheus. This is how she showed the world she was. Okay, this is Elon Musk's, the mother of his child. Okay, that's, you see her with the long fingernails and the crazy Satan stuff going on there. Okay, that's one thing. Oh, this is the fashion choice, Big Bang. Okay, this is how she showed the world she was pregnant. Look at what's on her pregnant belly. Any pregnant woman would look at this and just go, she has red scar markings all over her belly in some sort of occult situation. And if you read the comments, granted I don't, it gets worse, guys. I'll show you another one. Granted, I a lot of the comments are fake, but if you look at the comments, it's like, you look beautiful, girl. And I know girls like this. I know people like this that are just like, wow, you look stunning and powerful. Okay, here's the most disturbing one. So look at the fetus shadow drawn on her belly. I know it's disturbing. We're all adults here. Okay. 196,000 likes. Censored for Insta. Almost got away with it. From Grimes. Look at the baby in her belly. Like, that's crazy. Yeah, she isn't worshiping my guy. Yeah. This is Elon Musk, whose father married his daughter. Elon Musk's father married his stepdaughter, who he met when she was 4. And people are trusting this man with their future. They're like, SpaceX is really innovative. Oh, my guys, they're straight up magicians. Elon Musk is fake. He's not a real person. He's not ever speaking anything true. He goes on Joe Rogan, smokes weed while he's the CEO. He's the CEO of a car company that is like taking profit share from Toyota. You understand how hard it is to become the CEO of Toyota when only your job is Toyota? Okay, now add on SpaceX, a guy with zero aeronautical expertise. None. And he's going against Boeing, Raytheon, Lockheed Martin with $160 million, which is the budget of NASA for 3 days. Monday to Wednesday. That's how much they get from the taxpayers. He beats them because he bought a ballistic missile out of Russia with no... It's fucking retarded! And so this is his girl. This is his offspring. And they have to show you. They have to be like, look, we're Satanists. What does a Satanist do? And Satanist, according to these people, is different than Luciferian. The Luciferian is more... But it's all so stupid. It's all based on lying. But it's like the Luciferian, the Promethean, like they have to set up all this stuff where like they worship the rebellion against God. And then they're like, BB never stops the flow of new gravy. It's amazing. Yeah, because it's everywhere. Is that open heart surgery scar on her? Should I just ban you for life? Are you that? Okay, look. Do you think that pyramid, just the slashing around her pregnant belly is a heart surgery scar? No, that guy's banned. I can't deal with that level of self-lying. Is that an open heart surgery scar on her? Actually, that might have been a different picture. I'm not going to ban you. But it's like, she's just LARPing. Should I ban you? That's what people say all the time. They're like, granted, there is LARPers. There is. But it's like, just LARPing, they're still doing it. It's okay. That guy who said just LARPing, he's the same type of guy who's like, I put my penis in a man's ass and I pumped it until we both came. But I was LARPing like I was gay. Well, congratulations, buddy. You're gay. You just did a gay thing. Well, no, I sarcastically, desecrated my baby on my skin. That's the Nick Fuentes version. It's just sarcasm. I'm just a joking. I'm just a joking. Who's talking about the other pick, BB? Well, I didn't ban anybody. I was on a bit of a rant. Oh, and actually, they're right. I'm really glad I didn't ban them. It does look like a heart surgery scar. But it's definitely not. I mean, they're just liars. I'm really glad I didn't ban that guy. Because I see why you thought that. Who knows? Maybe they like pulled her heart out and ate it or something. But it's just dumb. There are two wolves inside you. One is gay. The other is gay. You are gay. She thinks she's going to give birth to the Antichrist probably. Right, and she isn't. Amy Schumer's scar is kind of worse looking. How do you know what her scar looks like? She's like very piggish. No, BB, she has a scar and it's just, I figured it out, Zoomer Bear. Thank you. I'm very glad I didn't ban that person. I'm just a little fired up. I've had to do some mental work lately. Just to fill you in on a piece of advice. I realized that I am capable of having panic attacks, and which surprises me because I'm very cool under pressure. Like in violent situations in front of a stadium of people, high stress, high pressure, I'm cool as a cucumber. And that's one reason why, hand is like this. It's provable. But there's... But I'm capable of, there's two times in my life, there's two things that get me going where I realize that I am in a panic. And the best way to get out of it is just to acknowledge it and think it's fascinating. And then you get out of it. But I recommend that people look into that because everybody's capable of it. And a lot of it stems from childhood trauma. And it can be weird. Like, I'll just fill you in on mine. One of them. Not both of them. But... I get money panic sometimes, and I know how money works. I know how it's nonsense. I don't love it. I don't yearn for it. I don't think it defines anything about people. But when I was a kid, my dad would always like spiral about money. Like at any point, we're going to be kicked out of the house. And he would use it to like control people with it, money, money, money. Like not that he, they still live in the house they bought in the early 70s for like 15 grand or 10 grand. They're not, they drove a Plymouth Acclaim my whole life, like one Plymouth Acclaim. Like it's not a material thing, but it's a fear thing about like they're coming, like without money, you're going to be in the street. And Amy and I were talking about that last night where... I've had those panics where I'm operating as if I'm about to be homeless. Like I'm right on the verge. And she's like snapped me out of it and been like, we're doing very well. Like, and this is a real blessing I have in my life as a wife that isn't materialistic. Like my wife has helped me with this by being like, if we had to live in an apartment, we will. And I'm just like, thank you so much, because I think a lot of men experience this panic with money where it's like, if I lose this job, especially with me with like getting kicked off platforms where it's like, well, if this goes down and that goes down, then they'll come for this. And then what are we going to do? And it's just, bah, 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 bah. And I totally relate and it stems from trauma. Yeah. Yeah. I know exactly where it comes from because you realize you're in a panic that's fake, that's self-inflicted from trauma is when... Oh, Marty Leeds, great talk here. Oh, thanks, buddy. Is when it doesn't match reality at all. Like where you look around, like I'll look around at my land and see like goats just nibbling and like my kids have their own room and I have very good credit and like nothing lines up. And in my mind, I'm about to be homeless. And here's the irony. The irony is, this will heal you, BB. Yeah, no, and I've been like working on a lot of this stuff for my whole life at this point. But it's like, it's led to some of my financial successes in the past, because this is why you should never envy the rich or envy the successful, because a lot of it comes from trauma, where it's like one of the reasons that I owned a condo in LA that was like worth a lot of money. And like, I've always been good with money. I don't know how else to put it. Like in reality, I've never had money problems ever. Even since I was 9 as a paperboy, I had a stock account when I was 10, even after someone stole my bike. BB, I feel you. My husband, is having to quit his job to be my full-time carer. I confronted some big demons today. You'll always be okay. It's like it's in your head. And so one of the reasons I think I did well with money is because I was always operating from a point where I'm still like this. Like if I get money from unauthorized or something like that, in my mind, that's the last check I'll ever get. And I'm like, okay, how do we make do with this forever? Like I swear to God. And because of that trauma and that just craziness, it's led me to more financial wealth, but that's out of pain. You know, it's like I see that with a lot of billionaires. I see that with a lot of celebrities. It's like a lot of people that require a great deal of attention, they're operating from a position of like a baby crying for his mother, and it never healed. I get anxious and still flinch. Two abusive exes. As long as you put God first and never money over him, you'll always be fine. Yeah, it's never a thing of money over God. It's never like money defines me or I need money. It's never that. It's always from a state of I'm about to be homeless. That's it. And it's not, I do this too. It's a lot more common than people think, because I think a lot of dads or parents or materialistic moms didn't realize what they were doing to their kids when they were little. When, you know, the lion in the grass, the threat is losing money. And they would rant. I think so many kids witnessed their parents like spiraling about money. So that's what they feel is the threat to them, even if they have it. And it never goes away. It'll kind of go away and stuff. And even if you don't value money, it's not about like the more money we get, the happier we are. It's truly like I'm about to be homeless. And so one thing that's really helped me a lot, because I've gotten way better about this than before, is Amy not being scared about this at all. And Amy being like, we're fine. Like, we can always downsize. You know, Amy's basically said, I'd live with you in a box. And that was like tears of joy situations. Whereas like, we would make do no matter what. And when you know that your woman isn't going to leave you, you can start facing these things and start being like, wait a minute, I'm doing pretty damn good. Like, you know, and it's pretty interesting stuff. Trauma makes this clown world go round, Hong Kong. It does. Worst case scenario, just identify as a les black tranny and apply for benefits. Exactly. Guys, you're back, BB. I know that. And that's why this conversation probably isn't the best for the internet, because I know how gamma males work and I know how envy works. But I know a lot of people relate to this, where it's not valuing money over God. It's just real basic panic trauma from childhood, where it's like, that was what was instilled in me. And I see this in a lot of Jews. And I think that's one reason they're so neurotic and so greedy, a lot of them, because I have a little of it in me, where it's like, if you lose your money, you're dead. Like, you will be, that's like the one thing that separates you from oblivion. And I'm mostly not that. I just have a little sliver of it in me that comes up under situations of high stress. Amy is beautiful. She is. And what is, Amy is truly a godsend. Being homeless is always an adventure for food and supplies. Right. Been homeless twice, Matt. Right. I know. That's why even the biggest fears, when you face it, where you're like, what's the worst that can happen? The worst that, you know, like, as long as we're good as a family unit and as God-fearing people, the more they take from you, you're still okay. But I know a lot of people feel this because a lot of people act from this. People raised in the Depression are like that. Big time. My grandparents were through the Depression. They would keep everything. They were like hoarders. What happened to Vince Vaughn? Okay, I'll show you this. I'll show you some more stuff. I'll stop just like ranting about nonsense. Oh, like here's something beautiful from today. So we got snow today, and we already made a snowman this morning. I thought that was really cool. He doesn't have a mouth, though. Yeah, there's no mouth. Just a quick update on the Ducks. Check out Miss Bumblefoot trying to keep up with her stitched up foot. Here comes Miss Bumblefoot. Come on, guys. Hey, guys. I want to hang out. Guys, I know I'm a little slower, but we're not really going anywhere. We're just going to the alpacas again. So I think that the thing to take away from what I was just talking about with the money stuff is what I just showed you. Like, that's my yard. It's beautiful, lush, wealth. And you can still feel what I felt because of trauma. So I think the takeaway is if you're feeling that way, It's a damage in you. It's not because of any external stimuli at all. It's fake. What happened to her foot? She stepped on a thorn and it got infected. But we're working it. Yes, the snow is nice. Your backyard is paradise, BB. Right. And so if that panic can happen to me, when you feel it, like identify it and be like, this isn't what I'm in. This isn't a real reality. You know, another thing I used to have, I don't anymore, but I used to, was a fear of abandonment where everybody was going to leave me. And it's like, it's really not that hard to get past when you're just honest about it. When you're like, okay, this feeling doesn't match what's around me. Where does it come from? And then you can get back to logos. Your animals all have fantastic names. Thank you. You do stream on here so bears can help you out with lemons. I don't know what's happening. I lost everything. Facing homelessness is not fun for me. I'm sorry to hear that. I used to send money to bears to help them in those situations, but I'd say over 50% would end up hating me for it. And I don't know why, so I just stay away from it completely now. And if I can help in any other way, I will. It's amazing how quality the stream is on DLive. Yeah, it's awesome. You can also rent the whole room in a hostel for like 60 quid and be yourself. It's a fake fear. I probably made a mistake discussing this with the internet, but it is what it is. And I know a lot of people can relate to it, where it's, especially in men, where you feel the weight of responsibility on you, where it's like, you know, your wife, your kids. And a lot of times that will motivate you to work and figure things out and stuff. But when it cripples you, when it's just panic, it's not real. And that's it. Blocked by programming, get busy living or die trying. Often reality is just a story we tell ourselves. We can live in fantasy land for too long. Yeah, if you live in lies, they always come back. You know, we were talking yesterday on my piano stream. Check that one out, by the way. That was a good one. Yeah, BB, when there's less overall fear in life, it's easier to identify when you're feeling it. Some people are in a perpetual panic. Dude, that's so fucking true. If I didn't have less fear in me now, and if I wasn't more peaceful and in a more logos-driven life, I wouldn't even know that existed. because there's now contrast to panic, if that makes sense. Like, I could have lived my whole life, and a lot of people did, and I was voted class carefree, guys. I'm not exactly neurotic. I don't have anxiety problems. But so many people are living their life always short of breath. Like, always, their heart rate is always 10 beats too fast. And they don't even know it. They're just, like, reacting to the stimuli of the controlling parasitic elite. And so once you take a step back and you realize that money doesn't matter and that you're not in a constant state of fear and they're coming to get you, and that once you see that, you can actually identify when it comes back, where it's like, oh, that's that feeling again. I forgot about that. And you can work on that. Having it tough can help you grow. Well, yeah, but a lot of people don't realize just how poor I was. Not poor, but like, because we were rich in spirit and in family and stuff, but like the whole internet rumor started by Nick Fuentes' mind-blowingly retarded fans that I'm somehow from like a Jewish banking family. I had one banker relative in my great something side, and I never met him. And no, I was from a family that I never had new clothes or, you know, we were under the impression at all times that we were one step away from abject poverty my whole childhood. And I think that, like, because I was thinking about that as a father, where it's like, how do I raise my kids to be strong but not traumatized? Because a lot of that, a lot of my drive and a lot of my, like, resilience and a lot of my just unending pushing is from some pretty hard stuff I had to deal with as a kid. And so, you know, I know a lot of you guys probably think about that, where it's like, but you don't want to scare your kids, you know? It's, you want to give them what you didn't have. It's just an interesting, it's an interesting position to be in, where like your life is so much, my life is so much less traumatic now than when I was a kid. And, you know, I hope my kids still have that like drive. Nick Fuentes fans, the same people who think a degenerate with a catboy fetish will rekindle the traditional American family unit. Oh yeah, it's crazy. All right, let's all kind of like riff on what we think he's saying right here. So here's Vincent Trump. He's like, baby, I'm telling you right now, the impeachment's a good thing. Baby, look at me in the eye. You got a badass tie there. Donnie T bringing in hot. Look, I know the Jews can get you down, my man, but just circle the wagons. You know, it's great to meet you. I got to go stretch out my big boy pants. Just do a little lap. Say hi to Gary down at the hot dogs. Have a good day. Donnie JT, what's the J stand for? Talking about Jamarcus? You stealing bikes? Ha ha ha. My man's stealing bikes. Ha ha. I'm dying to know what he's saying here. Baby, I'm telling you right now, you got to circle the wagons. You got to do it right. You got to throw some lollies off the fancies. But in the end of the day, you're Donnie T. You got the big red tie. You're doing it right. Build the wall, baby. Don't let the Jews get you down, my man. That's what they do. They're always nipping and biting. Great to meet you. I'm going to go do a quick lap, stretch out the back. I'm a big boy. You know, I'm one of those tall. I'm a tall drink of water. Going to go rub my back on a big old oak tree. All right. Let's check the chat, see what people think. Hilarious. Yeah. But what do you think he could be saying? Two alphas shaking hands. I'm sure, man, I lived in a shithole after parents divorced, and my mom always said we were poor, but we didn't have to live like we are. If Trump makes Vince his press secretary, he will be the best president. Oh, I know. Vince, I know you want a trial, Donnie, baby, but you just got to throw Nancy. Yeah, let's try that one. All right.
Donnie, I know you want a trial, baby, but what you do is you throw Nancy and Hillary in prison. You start an Orange is a New Black situation. They do the whole thing. That everybody's doing the thing. People are throwing stuff at them. Everybody's crying, having a good time. Good to meet you, my man. I'm going to go grab a hot dog down with Gary, the one-legged Gary. One-legged Gary with the fun gimp. I'll see you around, my man. Keep wearing them red ties. Oh, and look at this guy, purple machine over here. Having a good time. Bye, Melina. Ha, 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 ha. Having fun. Having fun, everybody. Enjoy the game.
Let's see what else we got here. I like Owen's Vince impression better than the actual guy. I do not understand why anyone is surprised that people are cordial.
Oh, dude, everybody's cordial on that level. I once did a corporate gig for Under Armour, and then we went to the guy's private racetrack after, called The Farm, the CEO. And there was lobbyists all over the place, Democrat, Republican. Literally, they don't care. The whole, like, the enemy is the Democrats, the enemy is the Republicans, that's just, if you don't see it yet, I don't know what to tell you. It's a way to make the profane, the unwashed masses fight amongst themselves so no one sees the parasites. I mean, it's insanely obvious. But it's cool. I'm not here to rattle. I'm not here to rattle your cage, my man. What else do you think they're saying? And don't overthink this thing. This is just really funny. It's hilarious. People are mad because he spoke with Trump. No one cares. Who's mad? Who? Who do you think is really mad? The bloggers? The 8 guys at BuzzFeed? Nobody gives a flying fuck. Like, I'm not looking at Democrats like as the enemy anymore. We're Americans. Our enemy is foreign. Our enemy is in the parasite class. And until people see that, it's just a fucking joke. They want everyone to feel this constant sense of like, oh, those damn Democrats. Really? Is it really the guy in the union? Is that your enemy? False binary. Exactly. The creation of the other. Vince is talking about ideas for wall design. Yeah. All right. What else do you think they're talking about? I grew up poor, didn't know we were, but my mom... Poor doesn't matter. It's poor is trauma. The problem of being poor is your parents being like, I don't know if we're going to get through this month. You know, I might have to kill myself if we don't get through the month. That shit will cause trauma for the rest of your life. And you just have to figure it out and deal with it. But just living without stuff is probably a better life. Literally. And I'm not saying that as some high horse like, you know, living with it. A lot of these rich people live in constant trauma. The only reason they're rich is because when they were very young, someone told them that without money, they would die. Come on, Donnie, you got the big bear back in the old grand, Donnie, baby. Trump, you're so money, baby, you got the big red tie. I'm telling you right now, you got to go pat the North Korean kid. This is great. Had him give him to calm down. He's at, All right, let's do that one. That's really funny. That's what I'm looking for right now. Just give me bits.
I'm telling you, baby, right now, you got to go pat that little Korean kid on the head. Tell him he's got a nice super cut haircut. Tell him he's doing a good, because he's going crazy with them missiles. Listen, I'm telling you right now, nuclear bombs ain't real, but the fear's real, baby. The fear's real, and they feed off the fear. You know what I'm saying? All right, have a good day, my man. You just keep rocking that red tie. It takes balls, takes courage to rock the red. Oh, Mr. Purple over here. Mr. Purple wants a handshake. That's my boy. I like that. You got balls, my man. You're wearing a sweatshirt next to the president. Look at you go. Everybody take it easy, my man. Oh, look, everybody's clapping, having a good time. My babies are having fun.
Let's do another one. I can't say it, Donnie baby, but you're my guy. I have a job. I got to keep my baby. You're pouring my gravy. Baby, I'm telling you, you gotta grab that net and catch those big, beautiful swing voters. That's great. All right, let's do that one.
There he is, my man. I'm telling you right now, you got to grab a big net and grab those big, beautiful swing voters like they're just giant salmon, and you're a bear, and you're a salmon just eating up the salmon. I'm telling you, baby, it's all about Ohio and Florida. That's where the gravy's cooked. All right, you keep crushing, baby. Look at you, big red tie. Oh, you're pointing at me. I'm pointing at you. Everybody's having fun. I'm going to go say hi to Gary downstairs. He makes the best hot dogs. Oh, Mr. Purple Shake. Mr. Purple Purple People Eater over here. Have some fun, everybody. Don't be scared to have a good time. Don't be scared to get off those phones.
Let's do it again. Holy shit, the Vince Vaughn impression, authentic. Well, I mean, I've spent 10,000 hours with him. It's like the GT. Hi there, Donnie. Can we play dodgeball on the wall and have some? Because he is very positive. That's the thing, is Vaughn would never be like, he would always be like, baby, I'm telling you right now, you're crushing it out there. You build the wall. You're a builder. I'm a builder. Everybody's a builder. Why don't we build the wall? Having some fun. You know, we got who's that thing that fell off the wall?
All the king's horses and all the king's men can't put Humpty back together again. But guess what? It doesn't matter because we got the wall up there for Humpty even fall off of. We got Humpty Dumpty. Doesn't even fall off the wall because we didn't build a wall yet, but that's all right. You're doing a good job.
You're taller than Vince, right? Yeah, I got about an inch on him. He's huge, though. Hey, Donnie, baby, you got the 20 G's you owe me from our last game. I know you're good for it. Meet me in the bathroom. No,
meet me in the bathroom, baby. We'll go. We'll do a little thing. No paparazzi included. We can talk about our, you know.
So much. Give me another. Give me another thing for Vince to say. Dude, Vince is that. I'm telling you, man. He is a man of the people.
Baby, tell me right now that you don't think $6 million sounds a little high. Everybody knows $6 million. That sounds a little. I mean, come on. They got wooden doors.
All right, let's do that. Let's do the Holocaust version of that. All right, here we go. Here's Holocaust Vince and Donnie.
Baby, I'm telling you right now, I know you and Netanyahu are having a good time, and he seems like a good guy. He's got a little tiny hat, but $6 million's a little high. Everybody knows that $6 million, you know, we're talking about wooden doors. We got some pictures from up above. You know, there's no way it happened, my man, but I got to get out of here. I got to go spread that good word. Got to rub my back against a big old oak tree like a big bear. Daddy's got to rub his back. Oh, Mr. Purple Man over here having fun. Everybody have a good time. Oh, look at Mr. Sirius over here. Mr. Sirius, oh, he's all about having the snacks. He's here for the free snacks. Look at this guy over here just trying to get the free snacks.
Donnie JT.
Baby, what do you got going on about the Epstein situation?
Vince wants to be the new negotiator for... Yeah, let me get this in here.
Baby, get me in there with Iran. Get me in there with Iran. They'll forget all about everything that went down. That general, no one cares. I'll tell you what people care about. Having fun, having a good time, fresh horses for the men. If you give someone a horse, I'm telling you right now, they're going to forget everything. Iran, we're going to have fun with it. I'll give him a horse. I've never seen anyone mad after receiving a free horse dressed all in purple. Oh, Mr. Purple over here, Mr. People Eater, have a good time. Everybody said, Mr. Sirius over here eating all the snacks. Ha ha ha, you came for the snacks, didn't you, Mr. Sirius?
Vince on Buzz Aldrin being drunk, yeah. Oh, I mean... Vince is woke. He was thanking him for keeping comedy alive. He's saying he needs some better media coverage to get Ricky Gervais. Donnie, you know, $6 million is a little, you know, those roller...
Everybody, listen.
There we go.
Everybody wants to be a rollerblader until they find out about the rollerblading incident. You know what I'm talking about? H to the cost, the whole, the thing that nobody's around to talk about, but everyone knows, you know, the rollerblading situation. Ha ha, you got some rollerbladers, don't you, Donnie T? You got some rollerbladers, we just wear tight outfits, wear the red tie, have a good time, go give a speech. Everybody's having fun except for this guy over here. Look at the buzzkill. Mr. Purple Man, good to see you, my man. Hey, maybe next time you can dress up like the Joker a little more. Ha ha, look at the Joker over here dressing all in purple. What are you, a black guy going to church? Ha! What's going on with this guy?
All right. That was pretty good. Donnie, if you think $6 million seems a little high, I'd like to introduce you to my buddy Mel. All right, let's read a little mail. Vince Impression, Buzz Aldrin.
Donnie, I'm telling you right now, baby, things are better than you think they are. Everybody's having fun. People think you're a little Jew heavy, but that's okay. Everybody is. Ha ha! They're all over the place. They're okay. Little guys, little hats, having a good time.
All right, let's read some mail. Thank you for the super chat. A little gravel for my babble. If you'd like to support the channel, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Dear Big Bear, my name is Tyler. I'm 33. I'm 22.12 Rogan's tall. I'm a Christ follower, father, husband, and do whatever I need to kind of guy to provide for my family and solve problems. That's where it's at. You're not defined by what you do. That's why when you meet new people and I was like, what do? My new answer is as little as possible. That's the last thing I want to talk about is do I miss Vince? Sometimes. I mean, not really. I mean, he's cool, but I'm just glad he exists. I'm glad he's out there because he is funny.
He's like, baby, I'm telling you right now, you got a whole thing going on. People are starting to talk about the limp you got going on.
I don't have a limp.
Baby, you got a limp. Everybody knows about your limp. Only the best for me. Come on, bring it up. Bring it. Like, you could bring him chips. He's like, baby, I'm not a Frito guy. I'm a Lay's guy. Only the best for me. Only the best for the big fella.
I remember the Vince Vaughn movie where he had like 500 kids because he donated sperm. Yeah, that was called Starbuck. It was based on an original that was French. Thank you for the work that you do. Your videos have helped me to deprogram my brain. My cousin is 23.03 Rogan's tall. Obviously trustworthy, dropped a small truth nugget about the moon landing. He's a daily listener to you. After exploring the moon landing myself and realizing it was fake, he introduced me to you. By the way, it doesn't take much time to see that it was fake. I'm now a subscriber to unauthorized.tv. Feed the bear. Thank you. Thank you very much. And also, unbearablesmerchandise.com if you want to pick up a new hat. Baby, put a new hat on your head. Your head deserves it. It's cold. Let's warm it up. Now talk to him anymore. Stop. It's like, do you still talk to him? 80 people have asked me that. Are you a girl? Are you a 9-year-old girl? Do you still talk to him? I mean, are you guys still BFFs? Do you still like text each other emojis? Just enjoy the gravy. I get why people trick people. They're like retarded. Do you guys tell me the juice? Show me your text. Do you guys still text each other? None of your fucking business. How's that sound? All right. I'm not mad. I don't know what else to tell you guys. It was called Delivery Man. The original was called Starbuck. There's just like, do you guys still text each other? I'm telling you what I'm telling you. It doesn't matter. It's like that 9-year-old girl bullshit of like, does Stacy still talk to Christy? That's what makes the internet terrible. Terrible. That gamma male bullshit of just like, but are you still friends with Jenny? And that's why people like Paul McCartney suck people dry for billions of dollars. They want drama. It's unbelievable. Anybody, BB, please name drop celebs for the Punishers in here. Anybody that does that in the future is banned immediately. With anybody. Do you still talk to your Practical Jokers? Do you still talk to... Shut up. None of your fucking business. I watch the pornos all day long, and I just want drama so that I feel alive. I get it. I know where your head's at. I understand why you do the things you do, but it's retarded. Baby, of course the Big Bear and I, we got a good thing going. Dude, like, don't ask people personal things about their life. How's that sound? And I get why people think they can with me, because I'll share stuff like dealing with panic. But that's what people do in my position. I talk about real shit every day. And what I tell you is what I tell you. And if you want to pick and pry and like poke and start feuds and shit, you're going to get out of here. Or it's a simple question. I don't know what that means, but it's time to thin the herd. They're just gone. Probably a completely innocent person, but you know what? Daddy just needed an execution. And wow, straight speller in here. All right, you're banned. I don't know. Wooden Bear may be talking about them, though. I don't know. Sometimes the chat is annoying. A lot of times I like it, though. Like, that whole Vince thing was really fun with the chat, and then it reached a point where it's like, but do you still wear your friendship bracelets? What I'm telling you is fascinating. You're never going to hear it from other people. Just letting you know that. So just enjoy it and leave it alone. BB, can you please pass the note to Christy for Jenny to see if... Do you still talk to Crowder and Shapiro? The internet's so insane that I'm guessing that's sarcasm, but they're that crazy. Duterte, thin the herd. I'm always thinning the herd. That's why the chat is so good. I'm telling you guys, if you want an experiment to understand why I do what I do, why I sometimes will yell a little and ban some people, go to anybody else's chat. Except for Vox has a good chat. But go to like the Daily Wire's chat or Steven Crowder's chat or any other chat. It's like a hell. It's like a glimpse into hell where everything is just like, I want pee-pee in my pants. Everybody should die. It's just like walking into a Greyhound bus station where everyone's on meth. And we don't have that here. Like, we have it so good here that I can say, feed me some good Vince Vaughn lines and we can do that great bit. And then you can clip the bit and put it up on your channels or whatever. It's great. Do you still talk to your goats? Yes, I do. Curiosity killed the internet cat? Yep. I only spiral with my spirograph? Nice. I just had another bike thief try to rob me. I've been there, man. I bet he tried to coax you into it for a while. I used to listen to Pump for Nickels Crowder and Small Hat Shapiro, but I never subscribed to any club. Good for you. My gut told me not to after watching your Gatekeepers video. I realized what my gut instinct was telling me. These guys are gatekeepers. Well, they can piss off. Exactly. Exactly. I love the train wreck. Nicker's chat is... Oh, yeah. Look at Nick Fuentes' chat. It's like, take off your shirt. Let me smell your feet. It's like, it's a glimpse into hell. And so this saloon has been manicured. It's like a bonsai tree that the slopes in Japan will manicure and think about and like really work until it's just this beautiful art form. And it takes years and it takes a lot of concentration. I think that's why they have those eyes, because they're like really focused on their bonsai trees. Google HQ loses 250 bikes a week. They don't believe in bike locks. Oh, I know. My day job is web developer administrator. I work from home, so I get to listen, love more often, but more importantly, I get to be with my family more. I came from a divorce background of coffee shops, touring band, law enforcement, and a lot of construction. I've learned to do a lot in order to provide for my family. I went IT because it was the best opportunity. I had to work from home. Genius. In 2 years, I went from zero knowledge to being one of two developers in a growing 450-plus employee company. Love it. Throughout something, head fast into the unknown in order to grow in areas I'm ignorant, in order to diversify my skill set, become more vulnerable so I could always have a way to provide. Genius. I've been married for almost 12 years. Numerology. Oh, no. Ben Hammer's a tool for chat improvement. Yep. I love my wife. She's given me two young men, almost 5 and 7. Since they were about 2 years old, I've talked with them weekly on what it means to be good men. Number one, follow Jesus, take care of and provide for your wife and family. Love it. Protect your family and friends. Work hard at everything you do. Crush. Do shit is right even if it costs you. Do shit right even if it costs you. I love it, man. I love it. Thank you for the letter. Thanks again for what you're doing. You've helped me a lot. And have the courage to once again jump into the unknown. For January 2020, we will start homeschooling our boys. We registered our school as Westview. I'm not going to say. Just because the internet's insane, but I love it. We're also starting a 20 by 20 garden, and we'll be getting chickens in February, March. So we will start our homestead on a half acre. Yes, that's where it's at. You don't need hundreds of acres. Which all of this will be in my boys' curriculum. We're excited to teach our young men truth and how to be self-sufficient. One last thing. Can I be verified as All Things Bear? Welcome, All Things Bear. It's because I'll become all things to protect, provide for my family, and move the gospel forward. If that is taken, no, it's not taken. You're good. I'll keep praying for you and your family. You are all such an awesome family and an inspiration. Best, All Things Bear. Thank you, All Things Bear. Wonderful letter. This guy gets it? Yeah, he gets it. Donnie, baby, I'm telling you right now, people would lose their mind if you wore a blue tie. Just do it once. Everybody's like, hey, where's this red tie? I got to wear the blue tie. I know it's all about Masonic lodges and whatnot, but come on, give the people what they came for. Come on, do it, baby. Donnie, baby, you gotta get your kid away from the Charlie Kirk. Come on, baby. You know that guy pumps the butts. You're better than that, Big Don. Come on, my man. That guy, no, he loves the anus. Hey, BB, would you have Gavin or Eddie Bravo on? Sure, but probably not, just because I don't pursue things like that. But I like both of them. You know, Gavin did me a real solid by letting me know about YouTube. Dear Owen, found this letter from a while ago, sending it anyway. I've missed a few streams over the holidays, but I did catch one disturbing one on Mary, her image, and your wife's study group with a local pastor. I will say two things. A proper understanding of Jesus gives us a proper understanding of Mary and vice versa. I get it. I'll read the theology after. If you understand who occupied that sacred womb and that God... I get it. Thank you, though. I appreciate that. Dear Owen, thank you for all you are doing, especially for young men. The letters you receive touch me deeply and are a testament to the hope you bring. I've been learning over the last 15 years the infiltration and subversion of our culture, but you have taken that to a whole new level, especially when you talk about the nature of evil. Anytime. Thank you very much. And what I was pointing out was the images of Mary look exactly like a vagina, which they do. And you can talk about theology till you're blue in the face. The Washington Monument is a giant dick. And the images of Mary with the flowing gown is a vagina. It's a labia. Now that it was brought up again, we're going to go through it again. Let's take another look. Because I guess people didn't understand the first time that I'm not saying anything about Mary or Jesus. This is just a fact. And what do we know about facts? Is just without fear, you address it and you wonder, gee, why did they do that? Who did that? And is it subconscious? Okay, I'll tell you, and this is not me being a weirdo. This is I'm not going to compare it to what a vagina looks like because that's vulgar. But this is one of those hiding in plain sight situations. Now, if you look at Mary in this, that is literally a vagina. Oh, how dare you? How dare me? How dare you? How dare the people who made that? That's my whole point, is I show people what is actually there if they weren't so inundated with lies and sin. They could see it with their own eyes. It's right there. Those drapes around her. What do you think that is, guys? Ladies, does anyone want to comment on what that is? I remember the last time this was about, yeah, subliminal propaganda. Yep. Cannot be unseen. Nope. And we sit in it again. You know, you must remember who was in the womb. You don't have to preach to me about who was in the womb. You don't have to preach to me about anything except for the material fact that statues of Mary are intended to look exactly like a woman's vagina. And now we look at it. It takes 1 nanosecond to see it, exactly. Her head is the clit. Yep. How dare you point out the obvious, that the icons that my church uses are literal pornography. And they'll act like I'm the one, attacking Mary. I'm the one defending. I'm not the one sitting back and staring at a vagina, acting like it's the mother of God. So that's the end of that. All right, let's open another one. And then they'll go on a long diatribe or a long monologue about how, you know, I'm the one who doesn't see it. Thank you, by the way. Who is that from? Drew. Thank you, buddy. I'm the one who doesn't. You. No. That statue of George Washington has no eyes or nose. People, the Washington Monument. It's a Freemasonic temple that's exactly 555 feet of a giant penis that was Osiris's penis that was cut off around the time of the Tower of Babel. Nothing to see here. Okay. Dear Big Bear, slayer of my dino delusions. My wife, I know, people always tell me, they're like, you're the reason I don't believe in dinosaurs anymore. Only gammas don't get it. Yeah, but also women sometimes. Women too. Good women sometimes don't understand. They're just like, but Mary was the mother of... I'm like, it is a statue of a vagina. Why did they do that? What is to be gained by that? Who did it? Why do you even care? Because living your life lie upon lie upon lie ends you... It puts you in a position of extreme vulnerability. Damn it, now I'm going to spiral and listen to the Anchor Bear How Dare You loop for the next 60 minutes. I know. How dare you is an evil phrase. It's evil. How dare you? Exactly, BB. The Mary icons are just proof of gamma subversion for centuries. That's all. That's what it is. I'm not even attacking Catholics. I'm just saying, like, well, the Pope has a giant boner hat and Mary looks like a vagina. And unless you address that, there's a reason a lot of your kids ain't safe. Dear Big Bear, slayer of my dino delusions, my wife, child, and I hope you don't try and attack them. Don't, like, go into their place and be like, boner hat! But just in your mind, just register and be like, and then their defense is, no, it's a fish hat. It's the mouth of a fish. Well, it looks a lot like a pee hole to me. And knowing what I know about their obelisks and their Mary statues, I'm pretty sure it's something called sex magic with a K, exactly, and it's hiding in plain sight. And you have to intentionally not see the head of the penis on top of the obelisk and the pee hole on top of the Pope's head and the Mary vagina. You have to intentionally not see it and be like, you have to walk around San Antonio. You have to walk around San Antonio and see stuff like that. Hang on. Like that. And be like, nothing to see here. That was just made by tax dollars. And then you look at the Alamo and you go, wow, that place sure tells a story. That little shed. But that, no, I mean, there's no story there. I mean, it's just like, it's a level of retardation where they put you in this spell where you're like, oh, okay, we went to the moon and 9/11 was 19 hijackers with box cutters and that's why we're in Afghanistan for 25 years. And they're just like, you deserve it. All right. I hope that you and Amy and your children have a wonderful 2020. Me too. You're an inspiration in crushing it, and it's truly amazing to see. Well done, bro. On the dinosaurs, my stay-at-home wife has never believed in the dino space and universe lies, and we think it's because she never spent enough time in one country growing up. Interesting. That's fascinating. So somehow she missed the programming that most got. That's really, really interesting. Because every country programs differently. Our life has been incredibly tough financially the last few years. We are back to a good position in some part to you and your amazing perspectives. And congratulations to you and Vox on unauthorized.tv, of which we are members. Stream quality is on point. Really shows what adversity can do. A bit about me, 10 years sober last week, 35 years porn free, no despair. Attached are a couple of family and homestead photos and some super chats from each of us. Aussie currency, sorry. Oh, I love it, thanks. Sorry about the fire. I also sent an original song called Flat Earth to that. I hope you can check it out. You mentioned you would like a forum, so I'm offering my services for free. I have IT programming, development, hosting background. I'd love to help the gravy floweth. Can we be verified as Q-Bear? Welcome, Q-Bear. And Has-Been Bear. Welcome, Has-Been Bear. Yours sincerely. Your names. P.S. Our dog is named Bear. Bear is a great name for a dog. Congratulations on everything. And yeah, I mean, financial situations are, a lot of it are in your head. And I've learned that ironically because of moderate success. And that panic I realized was self-inflicted. And if I didn't have such a good wife to help me through it, I could have easily, I know that would, I could have been capable of sabotaging relationships because of the panic about, like, you know, we're going to be homeless. I should have, you know, now with kids, I can't obviously be homeless, but when I was younger, I probably should have tried it for a month or something just to not be scared of it. Why is everything about politics now? Because you say stuff like that, Josh. How about you just don't talk about it? Like we've been doing the whole time. Like, the Virgin Mary looking like a vagina isn't politics. Women on Rogan chatting shit about Owen. Joe stood up for him. That's not at all true, Dangerous Bear. It's like the internet is so like... All right. You talking about Eliza Schlesinger? That what your recap was completely false. Here's to the good, faithful, love-filled women making babies. They're out there, Survivor Bear. They're crushing. Check out the serpent in the Vatican. I'm done with that. I don't like staring at bad shit too long. Money is a thing and things change. Right, but it's about being a little kid and having that be the lion in the grass. CBD oil has really helped me the last few months. Here's a funny story about CBD oil and me. So I was taking some CBD oil if I'd get like sore or headache or something. And it turned out it was for dogs. It's like CBD oil for dogs. Like I was, and your comment made me laugh because I read it wrong. That was my dog's last name. Hey, Lady Bears from the Haunted, a wandering groiper is entering. BB, are you familiar with the work of Tim Osman from Infinite Point? No, I'm not. Neither person on the JRE episode defended Owen. Backhanded compliments and slides. Stop being so thirsty. Yeah, it was totally. Joe Rogan defended you. No, Joe Rogan can barely say my name. It's like, it's creepy. And there's a slight obsession there with him. Like, you can tell it's like, it deeply wounded him that everybody knows he's short and gay now. But, you know, cat's out of the bag. All right. Your worry is a prayer thought reminded me of the verse, knock and it shall be opened unto you, because it suggests a corollary. Choose carefully the door on which you knock, lest it be opened unto you. With best wishes, Falcor. I completely agree. And that's one of the problems with worrying about money, is this is what I think can happen, is God can then give you excess money almost as like a warning of like, you sure this is what you want? And it's not. It's like health, mental clarity, purpose, gratitude. Like, these are the things of life. You know, financial worry. There is situations, I think, where God will grant you money. It's almost like, I'm not going to say a fuck you, but something. There's something odd about it. That's happened to me before. Like, massive worries about money. And then just like out of nowhere. I remember that happened once. I'm not going to tell the details because it's the internet. But something like that happened to me. And it was almost like a sign of like, you sure this is what you want? And it's pretty interesting because it's not. It is a test. Yeah. Careful what you wish for. Yeah. Yeah. And careful what you worry for. Because even the worry, I've never wished for money. I've never been like, dear God, I'm not even going to mock it. But I've never asked God for financial wealth, for money. I have, however, been scared about becoming broke or not being able to provide, which is different. Amy was good with that with me. She's like, because I was like, you know, had a worry that was coming in the form of a panic. And she's like, you don't gamble, you don't drink, you didn't give it to whores. She was like, you might have bought too many goats. You know, she's like, you still at no time were not providing and like being smart. And I was like, that's true. Because I think the real brokenness that can come in about money is when you don't have any and you look around and you're like, oh, it's because I gambled it away or I spent it on whores. At that point, I can really see despair. But if you're just like struggling, life is struggle. Like, I think sometimes if you forget that, if your struggle is taken away by this like opiate of fiat currency, I think sometimes you really miss it. Has Owen talked about San Antonio? Yeah, totally. What a wonderful wife. Yeah, it's awesome. How many goats do you own? None of your business. We're told to pray for daily bread only. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Amy needs a channel? No, she doesn't. Not after the last gamma male rage. I'm a little more protective of my family on the internet. Even though it's a fine line, though, I don't want to. I like to show people what family is so that they can pattern it and have their own families. But at the same time, it's like just the vile nature of constant worry will make it manifest. Fact. You're praying for something bad. And it's not as bad as like these prosperity gospel people that's like, that they ask God for like excess wealth, but it's still real. It's like, if you're just scared of poverty, there's a punishment there for something. Like, it's not biblical. It's not Christian to feel that way. And I know where mine came from just the childhood programming of like, you know, at any moment it's all over. And I have to just shake that. I know I used Full Spectrum CBD Daily. Yeah, mine was for dogs. The Washington Monument is 555 feet high or 6660 inches. Right. No, I know that. And it looks like a giant penis. And it's in an as above, so below pool. So you can see the image of below and above as a mirror image. And people are like, that looks just like George Washington. Dear Ursa Major, a.k.a. the Big Gravy Dipper. Lawnmower Bear here. I'm 21 Rogans tall. Wanted to chip in with another analog super chat to say thanks for the comedy. Anytime. Your comedy reminds me of classic South Park. Honest, masculine, brutal, and makes me laugh out loud in the same way. My favorite bit of yours is when you and your friends go to buy a bunch of tiki torches to fight malaria and support the bike thieves, and your delivery in that bit kills me. Thank you very much. The podcast has brightened my day on a lot of bad days over the last couple of years and helped me get my life pointed in a good direction towards following Jesus Christ in the Orthodox Church and hopefully a big family and a homestead. Though first, I need to find a base Christian girl. Relationships are a tough area for me. I was really in need of a strong masculine role model when I found your podcast through Rogan. Masculine role models are hard to find these days, and if you don't have one in the family. Thankfully, now I can try to pass it on to others. Thanks for mocking the toe and the meth head and the warmonger and breaking their ability to cast spells on us. Anytime. I'm glad you see that was the purpose. One of my favorite things that you do is when you tell the story of a piece of music. You did this recently with the Interstellar soundtrack. I love how you pick out and describe the different elements of music and put words and feelings and story to the intangible sound. Well, I think there's more truth in tone than there is in words. All right. Those streams always permanently changed my experience of those songs. The Wall, Simple Man, Gunner's Dream, Sinner Man. My favorite episode you've ever done was 277, the most beautiful song ever written about Shostakovich's Piano Concerto No. 2. I hope I can hear you do more of these in the future. They're life-changing. Thanks for sharing your intelligence. And, listen to last night's 713. I played some really complicated, intense songs that I knew from childhood, like Bach and all this stuff, to kind of show that, like, my path with music is to be able to play the greats, really make it so no stone was unturned. Like, I got respect from the classical world, and then I could figure out what I like. And it can be so simple, like playing, you know, Crazy by Gnarls Barkley or Gunner's Dream. And it's like, I, without any hesitation or insecurity, because a lot of artists have insecurity with this stuff, because if you can't do the art at a high level, you don't know. Maybe you're like, well, maybe I just like playing this because it's so easy. No. Simple doesn't mean bad. You know, simple, very, very simple is one of the most beautiful things you can do. Beautiful music last night. Still need to finish the replay. Oh, thanks, Kodiak Bear. By the way, you should check out Wendell Berry, the Mad Farmer. He's a based American farmer and author and poet who's been calling out the unsettling of rural America and the agricultural industry for decades. Anyways, keep thriving, brother. Your family is in my prayers. Lawnmower Bear. Thank you, Lawnmower Bear. I really enjoy mowing the lawn. Tone is order. Yeah. And there's something to the 440 versus 432. I'm going to tune my piano to 432 hertz. Because you can feel it. You can feel an agitation versus Simple Equals Genius, not bad. Reduce all that is unnecessary. Exactly, Kung Fu Bear. Last night was comforting. May sound weird, but true. Yeah, my evening streams are always more comforting than my morning streams. Like, I still consider this morning, even though I've been up for 8 hours, but you know, there's a little more aggression in me when I stream at this hour versus at night, it's because I've spent, you know, hours at that point with my family. I've had dinner, you know. And so if you like more relaxing, that it's definitely my night streams are better. I like Johnny Cash and he's pretty simple. Yeah. Two kinds of people, those that hate jazz and those that pretend to like it. So, dude, I hate jazz. I've been playing the guitar for 45 years, still working on Simplicity. Simplicity is so good. I was showing people a very good, complicated song because there's not a lot of them, in my opinion. Happy New Year, Owen. Stay loose. You will prevail. I've endured much worse than you, believe it or not. I'm sure I've had a blessed life from beginning to end so far. So I'm not saying we all experience trauma. All. That's why I'm giving these examples, because I'm saying if I can spiral about money as someone who doesn't value money, who understands it and is doing fine, it means it's trauma-based and it's in everybody. And if you can snap yourself out of it, I'm not saying this like, oh, I'm doing so bad. It's the exact opposite. It's like if I'm doing so well that the fact I can still spiral means it's like a scar. And I was listening to this banker once talk about like the trillionaires he worked for, and he said they were the poorest people in the world. And I so resonate with that. And I'm not taking a vow of poverty or anything. And I'm going to try and give my kids a lot that I didn't have as far as comfort and stuff like that and opportunity. But there is something to material wealth being absolutely nothing. And so I hope that helps people. I'm not saying this to like get something off my chest. It's like I'm trying to, I want people to be relieved of that stress. Joey Diaz will teach you how to eat cocaine before eating ass dog. What a great role model for kids. Oh, I know. It's insane. You were sent a large yellow book. I want to know that you got it. I may have. Oh, look. I get so many books. It's absurd. Please take a moment and send me an email so that I know it reached you or not. Here's my business card. I've taken heavy, heavy shots from the Jew cult of black magic for 25 years. And especially just recently, as I take the fight to the end, for in the end, I will see it burned down to the ground and reformed under world law. Well, I don't recommend that, but that's all good. The book here is the passkey for what is coming to clear the world stage for what. Yeah, I'm all right. Get the book to your friend. Also, he has the mind to see what is to come to head now after. You sound like a fine man. I'm not criticizing you, but that's not my path at all. You know, when people talk like that, I'm always just like, good luck. It's like I'll show you exactly what is happening right now. I got a perfect, made by Jim Bob made this. We need to stop them from creating a one-world government. I need to pick up the kids from T-ball. And that's reality meets reality. And I believe that the man on the right is doing more to stop the one-world Luciferian government than the man on the left. That's my opinion. And I've been down a lot of rabbit holes and I've heard a lot of pitches and stuff. And it's like what that guy just said. And I'm not trying to be insulting, guys. I'm not. But like, email me back to let me know you got my book. Like, no. No, I'm not going to take that amount of time out of my day to do that. And that's just like, I don't get where people, it's like, read the book and then mail it back to me. It's like, I didn't ask for that. Like, I didn't ask you to let me in on the big plans because I think it's a dead end. We need to stop them from creating a one world government. I need to pick up the kids from T-ball. Kyneton Bear tweeted something really funny the other day. Totally agree with that, BB. Raise your kids to be strong men and women. That's the whole thing. Just like what we need to do is we got to do it. It's like, no, what you need to do is be a good dad and husband. And just the way to stop the New World Order is to resist it with love and with guidance and with family and with faith. It's like what people are doing is simply masturbating. It's masturbatory. It's saying like, well, the keys to the future. You don't control shit. It's like, fear God. It's like, you don't control any, what you can control is small but huge. I'm just a guy with a keyboard, right? It seems like both are correct. One is recognition of the big picture. The other is realizing your responsibilities toward the solution. Exactly. That's why I love this so much. Is it's not saying to not resist it. We need to stop them from creating a one world government. I need to pick up the kids from T-ball. It's not dissing either one. It's just saying reality meets reality. We're like, in order to accomplish anything in the macro, it has to be in the micro. It has to be. There is no battling the macro in that way. It is like, what are you going to storm the UN? Like, what do you do? And people get stuck in this state of purgatory where it literally gives people cancer. Literally. No stopping the one world government. I think it's been here since the 1800s. What do you mean the one world? The one world government has been here for hundreds of years, guys. It's like, look at Capitol buildings. They're all the same building in the whole world. Like, it's here. We got to stop the New World Order. Well, I mean, it's here. The fact that you can transfer your dollars into lira, into all that, like the fact that we have exchange rates means it's already here. Like, in a world that wasn't a one world government, you wouldn't be able to exchange money. You wouldn't be able to have your passport let you in places. It's just like, it's already here. I think 1870s, I think it probably. Your grandparents, grandparents, grandparents were in a one world government. Like, everywhere there's a Starbucks. Go to any country that has a Starbucks and it's already there. You know, the New World Order is corporation. It's currency. It has nothing to do with government. Nothing. It's like, it's currency and it's incorporation. The fact that you can, I once wanted to do this funny sketch for MySpace. This is back in like 2004 or 5. I was touring with Nick Swartz and I wanted to do this funny timeline of like me and Nick seeing the country, and it was just us in front of Starbucks over and over and over again. Just like a franchise restaurant, NWO offers different menu items in different regions, but it's all under the same brand logo. Exactly. Exactly. Like, the American Civil War, after that, it's been completely, full joke, AT&T is watching you through the little red light in the automated toilets, waiting to flush. That's disgusting. Look at the Capitol buildings. They're all rollerblade state parks. teach the kids to be logos and how to be... Right. That's the thing. Just don't give them fear or power or energy. They suckle on it. They want your fear. They want your waste. They want your being ungrateful and being like, that's it. And if you don't do that, they don't grow. It's almost like saying we have to beat bacteria. You're like 90% bacteria. Like bacteria is the apex predator. Like, your gut is all bacteria. And so what you do is you don't feed the yeast. So it's like, the government is a corporation. The United States is a corporation. The United States of America is a government. But it doesn't matter. Just literally doesn't matter. Don't feed the yeast. Don't feed the bacteria. So you will always have satanic bacteria in your gut, right? And if you feed it bread and booze and candy and all this shit, it'll grow. And if you don't, it shrinks. But it's never going to die. It's always going to be there. And these people that act like they can somehow get past the magicians and the evil of this world are they're either liars or they haven't thought about it. It's so comparable to gut biome. Don't feed the yeast, but it's always going to be there. Don't underestimate the power of 5,000 viewers over, Owen. You sound retarded. Let's take it to 4999. Do you think I don't understand? Like, you don't understand what I'm saying clearly. They killed opposition of the usury banker, predator, Jew. Okay. All right. Dearest Big Bear, we love the Christmas card. Such a darling family. This is how you win. Send a Christmas card to somebody. raise your children properly. Let me guess, dad is always bitching about the New World Order and putting trauma in their little kids so they grow up to be just fearful consumers. You win. There's two wolves inside you. One is gay. The other is gay. You are gay. The devil has always had dominion over the whole world. Just keep Jesus in your home. Exactly, Moses Barry. It's like these people don't even read the Bible. I know that I don't read the Bible enough. I know that I'm not versed on everything. You don't even understand the basic premise of free will and like the devil has dominion over the world and the world's fallen and it's never going to be fixed. And if you have the hubris to think you can fix the world and take the dominion from the devil, you're like committing blasphemy. All right. We appreciate you and all you do. Keep crushing. Big Doug Arizona Bear Clan. P.S. Note the small party hats. Hee hee hee. Amazing. Amazing. Love it. See, the problem is a lot of people don't want to put in the work that needs to be done. The work is waking up every morning and milking goats so your kids have healthy food and being good and helping your wife with dishes because she's nauseous from being pregnant again. You know, it's dealing with drama and fear and abuse so that you can make a living in a difficult way. You know, and I'm not tooting my own horn here, but I mean, just look at, it's hard to be a good man, but it's so worth it. And all the people that are like plotting and planning to take down the NWO and their wives are probably like, I'm nauseous. I could use a little help. And it's like, I'm much too busy LARPing. And that's where you can actually make a difference in the world is right there. It's like you're too busy worrying about Jews to like realize that your kid, you know, is having emotional problems and like misses his dad. It's just like Secret King wins again. The integration of faith and family homestead is the best way to fight the NWO. Right? That's the way you fight it. And it's not glorious and it's not quick and it's not total, but it's the only way. Family unit, speaking truth, community advocacy, not being scared, not giving up anything for fake money, dealing with your own trauma from your childhood and not passing it on to your children, being honest about it. It's not easy for me to admit that I have issues with money because I know it's a trick. I know it's Babylonian magic squares. It's total bullshit. But like, I still can have panic over it because of how I was raised. And so the only way I can not pass it on to my kids is if I'm absolutely honest with myself about that. All right. Good morning, BB. While digging through a storage unit auction full of strange furniture and knickknacks, I came across several bags of nickels and this oddity. For so long, these winter holiday toys had strange characters on them that no one can understand, but this one was oddly understandable. Upon close inspection, it became obvious that what I had in my hand was none other than the fabled key to small hat control of the weather and a true WMD. I'm sending this device to you. As one who possesses the Grabbler mask, only you can prevent this from falling into the wrong hands. Keep crushing. Thinking deeply, Bear. Dude, this is where it's at. Mock it. Mock the whole thing. Wear the Grabbler mask. Make fun of it. Make fun of their LARPy, overdramatic bullshit existence. But you can't fight them head on in what they do or you will lose. Ah, it's a dreidel. That's amazing. Oh, look at this. It's a dreidel with weather on it. Sunshine, clouds, snow, bankruptcy. That's just rain, heavy rain. Yeah, it's, wow, this is trippy. Look at this. Yeah, you want to talk about the power of 5,000 people. You know how many people have had kids because of this stream? How many people have gotten married? How many people have started a garden? That's power. That's influence. It's not like, let's all get real scared and buy boner pills from Alex Jones because we're so scared. That's spreading the cancer. And it's like living in spite of these people is the way to do it. One world order consists of three phases, financial, religious, and one ruler. Okay. Secret King wins again. That will make a good... A leader is who you follow. Break things down into the simplest things. Like you're speaking words that you don't even think about what you're speaking.
A leader is one who has followers. If you do not follow the leader, he is not your leader. So I just solved that one. Let me just, hang on, what are the three phases again? Financial, religious, okay. They can tell you to follow New Age, not Jordan Peterson, meth, clean room stuff. And it's like, just don't. So that failed. It failed that fast. They can tell you, oh, your finance is based on Bitcoin, but it isn't. I lived in a town where the currency was people and friendship and beer. Like, I was going to do a whole sketch where it's like the financial crisis happened in Saranac Lake because everybody ran out of beer. We outnumber them. Yes, but it's also like we are them. Like, it's in our head. The bacteria is in our guts. And a lot of these people that have all this power and banking and influence and media and all that, they're so fucking broken. I had to remind myself of a lot of experiences I had in Hollywood, because sometimes you forget. Like, I forgot how fucked up they were. Like, when you'd hang out, like, I've had meetings at Lionsgate and HBO and all these places. Like, I knew Zucker. Now, I didn't know him well, but Jeff Zucker, who is now the head of CNN, was the head of NBC when they made Jay Leno a 10 p.m. slot. I was one of Jay Leno's go-to correspondents. I would on the fly sing to beat the recession. I was giving local shops, local mom and pop shops, free jingles. I don't know if any of you guys remember that segment. I did many of them in many cities. So I would go into a random shop with a keyboard and figure out what their shop was about and write them a jingle. So I knew Jeff Zucker on a level, not like personally, I don't have any Jeff Zucker stories, but like to see him as the head of CNN and to see him drive everything into the ground and how CNN is this like 24-hour fear porn shit. These people aren't strong. Jeff Zucker was like, you want to know what the people want? Is Jay Leno at 10 o'clock for an hour? It's like they're fucking broken. I remember them. Yeah, and I also did the mistletoe thing where I had a mistletoe machine that would bring it out over my head and it would be like, I'd be interviewing girls about Christmas and the mistletoe would come out and I'd be like, oh, no way. And like, I did it to like Chelsea Handler and stuff. It was like, they're not powerful people, guys. They're broken. They're so broken. It's fucking mind blowing. It's not our place to rid the world of temptation. No, that's hubris to a degree that's tough to fathom. But this is wicked funny though. It's like, what will the weather be? It looks like rain. Oh, BB, the way you break down words is like vortex math of English. It gets to the reality of the truth. Right. What is a leader? When someone says, oh, the Antichrist, oh, one world leader. A leader is someone you follow. Don't follow. And there's no leader. They can program all fucking day long and it doesn't matter. That's why they hate comedy, because it can break programming so quickly. Like what, BB, you've done so many things most bears don't even know, but it doesn't even matter. Yeah, I have insane amounts of experience in Hollywood and in entertainment and all that. And that's why when sometimes people are just like so flippant about the information I'm giving them, I'm like, you don't get to this information. And information is what holds people down, the lack of it. Yes, I remember the mistletoe bit. Yeah, remember when at the Grammys I was in a white suit and I was collecting signatures for Haiti and like Ringo Starr signed it and all that stuff. Do you remember when I was at the ESPYs playing all the major athletes in beer pong? The whole joke was I was at the ESPY Awards and all the biggest athletes in the world. I remember playing like Drew Brees. I was calling him Drew Fabrize. And dude, they're just dudes. And all these fucking conspiracy people can like overthink celebrity and be like, oh, they're just guys. There is evil in entertainment. There is a dark, dark evil, but it's all about influence and it's from a very weak place. I got like 5 minutes left. If you want to ask me any questions or anything. Owen, JP, the meth addict and tidy room obsession, possible comedy goldmine. Yes, it is a comedy goldmine. They tried to have Jordan Peterson be the leader of the One World Religion. Fact. Did it work? No. Like, people are living like fucking animals, just reacting. And it's like, hello, is that the Dwayne from the Betty Bob episode? BB, do you ever still have the picture of that small hat who stole millions from school lunch? No, but I'll check it out. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's a funny one, Burn Bear. What's next? G-anything? same BB the whole time. Yeah, I don't change. Why does the phone always go full retard when you... That's why it's like when people try and make it out like I was this like I'm this failed comic. It's like, no, I'm what happens when you tell the truth in Hollywood and you don't go with the agenda. And I'm doing fine. But like, at no point was I not crushing. I can't believe at one point in my life I had every Chelsea Handler book. I get it. I did her show like 4 times. How do you think it feels for me? Truth is the only way. Owen makes fun of the King James Bible and refers to dictionaries. Does Chelsea Handler have talent? At one point, she was funny. It's almost like the writers in Tolkien. It's like at one, they used to be strong men, and now they're but apparitions. Pants put on one leg at a time. Oh, beyond. I mean, that's why I'm telling you that a lot of them are broken, myself included, at that time. It's like, you should not elevate any of these people. Any. Like, what's that little bastard's name? Like, John Legend signed my jacket, and I was riffing with everybody. You know, the whole thing was they were signing my jacket, and I'd do this riff. He's literally 4 feet tall. Well, Jordan Peterson is the One World Religion. That was the point. The original was the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, the Atheist, Sam Harris, all those guys. It doesn't work if it doesn't work. And that's it. And so that's why the fear is so dumb. Everyone's like, oh, they're coming. They're coming. Well, they can try. They try all the time. Till Rogan tried to, genocide stand-up comedy. It doesn't work if you don't allow it to work. And it doesn't take that many people to just say, this is stupid. Apparitions, that's good word porn. Thank you. That's one thing I want to start bringing to the Bears, is I want to start bringing a new word every day that we can, because I think vocabulary is a way that they control us. YouTuber Michelle Y lost her therapist job because she wouldn't condone trans kids. Well, she didn't really. I mean, she lost her job in the mainstream, but she kept her soul, which is infinitely more valuable. BB, thank you for constantly reminding us to not despair. You shouldn't. There's no reason to despair. And we all have despair triggers. And you just have to, find it. Some people are so in a constant state of panic, most people, that they don't even know what's causing it. And so they're always just reacting. They're coming. And so many conspiracy people are acting just like the mainstream people are acting about global warming and shit. Agenda 21 is meant to scare us too. Yes. And it only works if it works. So they want to push people into cities and control them with smart grids and take away. Okay, I got an idea. Don't move to a fucking city. Well, the demographics, I got an idea. Have kids. Well, the food is, I got an idea. Grow your own food. Like, these are not hard fucking problems. They just require someone with a calm mind. Here's the irony. This is the kicker. I'm one of the people with a calm mind. Like me. I know I got a bad reputation, and it isn't just talk, talk, talk. If I could only give you everything that I haven't got, don't you think I've heard the talk? No one's going to tell me who to love. Like, I know my reputation of being kind of a bit of a spitfire, bit of a madman. I think if you, out of 100 people, I'm in the top 5 of calmest minds. Calm. Because unless you're calm, unless you just stand, that's one reason why the flat earth thing is so helpful. Like, you're not spinning. Just plant your feet. And look around and look at the problems that you're facing. Look at the fears you have and just really think, like, is it that hard to beat? Is it that hard to say no to vaccines? Or if you took vaccines, to just live a little healthier and then just beat it? My kids both got vaccinated as babies, but like now I know more about that shit. Is it that hard to start a family? Well, it must be nice. You can have babies in an apartment building paying $300 a month. You can't get $300. You can't like form communities that like live more like the gypsies, you know? It's like they know how to do it. All right, we got like a minute. Thoughts on veganism? Usually involves sodomy. All right, I got to get out of here. Unauthorized.tv, BitChute, all my past episodes are there. Subscribe here. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Unbearablesmerchandise.com. And I'll see you guys tomorrow. This is a fun one. And feel free to cut it up and make clips as long as it's not deranged and trying to take me down, man. But check out Owen Benjamin Bear Cave on YouTube. YouTube.com/OwenBenjaminOfficial. Owen Benjamin Gravy on YouTube. She's doing a great job keeping up with it. And just help them build their following and help them build their clicks and stuff so that they get more traction. And be good to each other. Be fruitful and multiply. Don't be fruity and blow a guy. Much love, everybody.